WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Now, I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this: the result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
The road to Survivor Series is just about over, and it's a final stop on WWE Monday Night Raw. And, well, Triple H wanted to bring someone home in the form of Kevin Owens. Or did he? Really? We'll talk about it. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. I'm sorry, that's Lindsay Ward.
I like how Hunter is, like, going around and trying to find all of his lost children and bring them home.
Yeah.
Like, I just love that so much. Mainly because he's, with the way he at least put it to Kevin, you didn't leave, you were taken.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning Hunter didn't get the choice. So, you know, you can come on back. It's fine. It's totally fine. It's, I'm liking this. I'm digging this. I'm digging Hunter being the Pied Piper here.
He's been pretty, you know, doing some stuff. So it was Drew McIntyre and Kevin Owens there fighting, and then Triple H showed up, so the match just sort of stopped. Because, you know, Hunter has that power. He comes out, he gives Kevin some water, and he's talking to him, and you had some NXT guys there, Dijakovic, Damian Priest, the Forgotten Sons. He talked about being in Boston and called out Kevin Owens a special breed and talked how he was the NXT champion. He talked about how he stomped his foot on the US title while holding up the NXT title. He was NXT. Kurt Angle and Shane McMahon both fired Kevin. He says he's a guy who doesn't fit the mold and he loves it. Triple H said the NXT wrestlers weren't here to attack Owens. He said they were there to make sure they had a conversation. There was no Raw guys, as Hunter pointed out. Then Raw showed up and fought with the NXT guys, then the Undisputed Era jumped in the fight as well. So yeah, I mean, very interesting stuff.
Very interesting stuff. I liked it a lot.
So we could see someone turning. Kevin Owens could turn at Survivor Series and join NXT. You never know.
He could, or, you know, he could stay with Raw. It's really hard to tell. I mean, it's kind of interesting who ended up going to NXT and who didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they don't want to load up NXT with people that they're bringing back to NXT, since you have a full roster as it is, so you have to be very selective about who goes there and who doesn't, and really who belongs there and who doesn't. And Kevin is one of those people, he really doesn't need to be there. Like, it would be wonderful to have him there just because of how talented he is, but I think he's in the right place. We'll have to see. Maybe he just turns on everybody in typical Kevin Owens fashion.
He could. He really, really could. Eric Rowan destroyed some dude, but that was not the big story on that one. He could have won the 24/7 title.
He could have won it twice over at this point.
But he ran into the dude and the Singh. Oh, God. That was the thing.
He's just a human wrecking ball.
He really is.
Like, by the way, congratulations to Eric Rowan for defeating a guy that looks like a creator wrestler in WWE 2K.
Yeah.
I mean, bravo, dude. Bravo.
Alex Malcolm was the name.
He is the Italian prince, I think is what, or the Roman prince, or
something.
Something to that effect. He had I Love Roma tattooed across his chest, and I think I'm pretty sure the Colosseum was there. Eric just Julius Caesared his ass so hard and then killed the things. So, and then messed with whatever's in the cage, which he was playing peekaboo with before the match. Like, sometimes I really wonder who I worry about more. Is it Bray or Eric? It kind of varies on interactions.
It does. It really...
I'm a little more worried about Eric right now.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. Like, Bray's settled out. He's in his crazy. He's good. It's fine. Eric, on the other hand, is walking around with a cage with something that we don't know what's in it. And I'm pretty scared to find out, honestly, because it's not going to be anything normal that you expect.
So, Bobby Lashley and Lana came out. Lana said, "Bray, we have big news. I filed for divorce. And I also filed a restraining order, and he can't come within 90 miles of me.
90 miles? 90, is oddly specific.
90 days. I mean, 90 feet. She got very flustered. She said the wrong thing.
I was going to say, it's like 90 miles? Don't you guys work on the same shows? How's that going to work? But, okay, all right. She meant 90 feet.
Yeah.
That's what your typical restraining order is 90 feet, which if you remember way back in the day when Stephanie McMahon got one on The Undertaker, you would... I think hers was 25.
Yeah. It's like 25 feet. And then... Or no, Hunter had it. Wasn't it what Hunter had the restraining
order? No, Stephanie had it,
and Hunter would stay right by Hunter's side. And then Stephanie got chased off, and then Hunter was screwed.
Because Kane chased her off.
Yeah.
And then tried to throw her off a balcony.
Yeah.
Which is where Taker negotiated with William Regal.
Yeah.
Negotiations with The Undertaker, ladies and gentlemen.
It's how you do it.
That's how you do it. Anyway, Lana got the ultra version, and it's now 90 feet. So we'll see how this goes. This was just okay. Like, this storyline for me...
We'll see where what the end result is.
Yeah, we're going to see where this goes. I'm going to ride this out. It's not my favorite storyline, but you know what? It's helping people get on TV, and I can't complain about that. But to me, it's kind of idiotic. It really is kind of idiotic because, again, I want receipts. I want to see the proof that Rusev actually cheated on Lana.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when is that going to happen? Or is that going to be the conclusion as Rusev finally is like, I have film that I never banged the girl that you say I banged. And here's the video footage. And he does this wide sweeping gesture to the monitor because that's what happens in wrestling. Yeah. And then Lana's like, oh no, I screwed up. Oh, Rusev, I love you. I'm sorry. And then either A, he takes her back, or B, he kicks her ass to the curb.
Pretty much. So Seth Rollins and Andrade, or Seth Rollins and Zelina have been going at it on Twitter. She wanted her man Andrade to be on Team Raw, and as the cat wanted to be the captain of Team Raw. So Seth Rollins, the fighter that he is, put his spot on the line. These two men had a good matchup.
I'll take about five more of those, please.
Until the Lucha House Party just randomly showed up and beat up Andrade. Or beat up Seth Rollins at first, and then they went after Andrade.
Which was still rude. Not gonna lie. I mean, honestly, seriously, they were having a really good match. It was very enjoyable, highly entertaining match. And then, no offense to Lucha House Party, but they just showed up.
They were SmackDown guys coming in to...
But they weren't the only guys to show up.
No, but... It was
because Hunter took the kids on a field trip.
Hunter had more kids. We'll talk about the kids later. But Buddy Murphy decided to knock on a door. It was locked. It was Aleister Black's door. And well, no answer. So he walked away. And then Aleister Black quickly came out. And was like, oh, did someone knock? He may have been on the toilet. Who knows?
Buddy Murphy played ding dong ditch with Aleister Black.
He did. After beating Akira Tozawa, he went back, knocked on the door again. And that time, Black answered right away. So, you know, Buddy Murphy, Aleister Black, okay. I'm okay. I'm good with that. Good.
I'm fine with this.
I'll take it. I'll take the whole thing. By the way, Bobby Lashley beat No Way Jose, like anyone cared. Zack Ryder and Kurt Hawkins were supposed to have a tag team title match tonight. Well, the AOP showed up and beat their ass.
Basically.
Humberto Carrillo took on Carl Anderson. Good matchup. Humberto got the win. He had the Street Profits backing up Humberto. Looks like we're going to get Humberto and AJ next week for the U.S. title. Okay with this?
Okay.
Okay with this?
I'll take it.
Monday Night Raw opened up with Becky Lynch. She doesn't care about the brand supremacy. She just wants to beat up people. She's challenged people to a fight. What better place for an Irish person to fight than right here in Boston?
I mean, hello.
Valid point. The Iconics came out, and they saw it was an oversight. They've been left off of Team Raw in Survivor Series. And Becky said, we're supposed to, you know, I'm supposed to team up with Charlotte Flair because, you know, destined to be together forever because the forces just want us to be. But she'll fight them on their own. Charlotte came out and said the forces will keep them together. And, well, they fought the Iconics. Before this all happened, Samoa just randomly walked out as we went to break, teasing something. It was that he was on commentary for the rest of the night, which was really good. Becky and Charlotte.
Okay, no, we need to go back to that. What? Samoa Joe on commentary. This needs to be a thing. Every week, Samoa Joe, no offense to Dio, no offense, but Joe could sit there and read the phone book and people would listen. I'm just saying, the man has a way with the mic and we all love it. So please, just on a more regular basis, Samoa Joe on the mic. Thank you.
So Becky and Charlotte beat the Iconics, but Shayna and her girls showed up and attacked the Iconics. Becky and Charlotte then fought with them, but they went through the crowd. Security got, or they tried to fight them. Security stepped in between. Then Becky punched out security guard. Good stuff.
Very good stuff.
You had Paul Heyman. He did a promo hyping the Rey Mysterio match. Rey Mysterio is all in fighting for his family. And it's no DQ. No holds barred. No disqualifications on Sunday. It's fine.
I'm here for this.
Randy Orton said he's, you know, looking to make, you know, looking for a fight tonight, and well, he said he'll find a partner to take on the Viking Raiders, who were looking for a fight since they could not fight, you know, Hawkins and Ryder. And that was your main event of the evening. It was the Viking Raiders versus Orton Ricochet. Before that, Asuka beating Natalya. Quick little match, by the way. But it was the main event, Viking Raiders versus Orton and Ricochet.
This is, you know, following up to Randy taking on Tony Khan earlier in the night.
Yeah, well, we'll have that on Sweet of the Week, probably. We'll talk about it. As this match is going on, SmackDown showed up. You had Ziggler, Rude, Cesaro. They attacked Eric Young and a few other people backstage. And then everyone came out during the matchup. You had Lucha House Party, Heavy Machinery. You had them come out. Then you had NXT guys, Pete Dunne, Keith Lee, Matt Riddle, Lio Rush, Isaiah Scott. They came in the ring. Dijakovic, the Forgotten Sons were there. Seth Rollins came out with his team, and they were all fighting. And everyone, you had basically NXT was standing tall in the ring. And then Triple H came on the screen and said, well, you know what? We're going to show the world that NXT is the A brand. This Wednesday night on NXT, my door is open. Raw, SmackDown, come on. Doors are open. Come for a fight. We'll be waiting. And then the brawl continued in the ring to end the show.
Okay, so on Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
I want the visual of Hunter outside the Full Sail building in the jeans and the leather jacket, holding the sledgehammer, smirking as he waits for people to show up. Like, I just, you know what, he could even do it in the suit and it would be fine, but just that visual of Hunter standing there waiting for people is like, who has the balls to show up? You know, who's gonna challenge that? Let's find out.
You know it won't be Bray, you know it won't be Brock, you know it won't be Ray, you know it won't be Daniel Bryan, but everyone else.
Oh dude, if Bray showed up at Full Sail, oh my god, that building would explode.
But he's not fighting for brand supremacy.
I know, but I'm just saying, if he returned to NXT for like one night,
oh yeah,
that building would just, it wouldn't be there anymore.
We could get a Roman Reigns, we could get a Seth Rollins,
Kevin probably, Kevin, maybe.
I would assume Kevin Owens is on that show on Wednesday. Brent says, you mean Papa Hunter and Uncle Sean on the front porch with the shotgun?
Basically, except Uncle Sean's going to just kind of be behind Hunter going, rah, rah, go Hunter, you can do it!
In his NXT hat.
In his NXT hat. He's going to be the good wifey and, you know, cheer on his man.
But yeah, you're going to see some people on Wednesday. It's a push. It's a push to Survivor Series. There you go. That's Raw.
That was Raw. I mean, it was a good Raw. It was entertaining. It wasn't like as good as you would want it to be, but it was there. It was fine.
They did enough to push things forward.
Let's see what SmackDown and NXT hold. Let's see
we
if
got
they don't.
Two more shows to get through. Two more shows.
Let's see if they don't, like, you know, crescendo this up a little bit on NXT and on SmackDown.
Speaking of NXT, we'll be talking about that more Thursday night.
That's right. Tune in where we are talking Survivor Series, NXT. We may have an analyst. We probably won't, though. So, everybody, tune in, listen. It's The Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Two previews, one night. Let's go. Since we're doing a preview, which means we'll also need to do a review, which will happen on Saturday night, about 10 p.m. Eastern. Yay.
That's
called The Rack Extra Reviews NXT TakeOver War Games 2, followed by CB Radio Midnight-ish. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio gets the honor and privilege to recap everything that goes down Survivor Series. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Check out CB Radio Not So Live, the AEW Full Gear review that's available now. Make sure you follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTRLive when we go live for Fortnite with friends when I do WW2K20. You know all the great content you get on this network. Use credit code ROCKETSTOCK in the Fortnite Amazon shop. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe to this channel for free. Just make sure you hit the notification bell. That's what really counts. Make sure you get your channel points and cash them in for something, which we've had two cash in so far. Sounds good. Keep watching at twitch.tv/WTLive. And no, it does not mean Fortnite gets shelved on Saturday. We'll probably do something for an hour. At Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork.
Yeah, we're going to figure out what we're going to do with Fortnite. But you can follow me on most of the social medias and on Twitch at LensWard, LANSWRD.
We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack. And right back here for the Raw Post Show. 11 p.m. Eastern every Monday night. Long Day Arrows at the 1. Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Time to play the game.
WildTalkRadio.com.